Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Ronak Patel, the CEO and co-founder of Sunflower Lab, a custom software development company with offices in Ohio and New Jersey. Mr. Patel, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks for having me, and I'm happy to be here and share my story here.
And you're certainly welcome. Looking forward to hearing that story as well. So let's start with, why did you start Sunflower Lab? What was the motivation and inspiration there to kick things off today?
Yeah, sure. So I'm entrepreneurs and technology at heart. And being in the technology industries, I have seen that how technology can utilize to solve many of the problems the organization's facing. Very specifically, why we started a Sunflower is we see the small to mid-sized companies were a little bit behind in the adoption of the technologies and utilization of technologies compared to the big enterprises. And we see that was a big vacuum where some company like us, a smaller company, can go and help those small to mid-sized companies in the terms of the technology adoptions and digitalization. And we because of this vacuum, we kind of went ahead. And in early 2010, we saw the big opportunity in the mobile strategies and the penetration. We have not seen that it was a mainstream at that time. Mobile application was the small utility applications and things like that, but it wasn't become the enterprise mobile applications at that time. So we thought that would be a good way to get in and utilizing the mobile platform for enterprises. And since then, we kind of keep innovating ourselves with the different technologies and helping the different company and organizations with the technology needs.
And certainly appreciate those details and background there. Most helpful to get things underway. So I understand that you talk a lot about creating impact for your customers. If you don't mind, give us an example of how you're doing that.
Yeah, sure. So when we are a technologies company, I always say we are here to making the impact, changing the world, not just creating the softwares and solutions. So I give you one example as one of the product, one of the software solutions we have built. So in the United States, there are 70 million people using the propane for their household heating and grilling and commercial purposes. They have the same problem. The problem is they do not know when they're going to run out of the propane before having their tanks to be filled up. And as they do not have the ability, they just kind of been like, okay, hope you don't run out. And the company who's providing the propane gas is on a time and fill up that tank. Now, there are days where there is a cooler days. Maybe your consumption is higher. Those are things need to be counted for. And the company does that, but there is no complete visibility. The second thing, the market for the propane gas delivery is a very unorganized. They do not know many of the things when their customers needed to be a gas. Can they wait two more days? Well, if they do not know those things, that the whole operation is very well unorganized and is more is having the extra cost and overhead associated with that. So what we did is, and when I say the making impact, we saw that as an opportunity. We saw that as a big problem consumers facing and also the propane gas delivery companies are facing. We built a mobile solution which kind of gives the insight of the tank levels on a single tab. So consumers kind of open the app and see how much propane gas levels I have in my tank. There is an IoT device that are attached to those propane tanks. The data goes to the cloud servers and we are kind of tapping and retrieving those data and make it available, that information, to the end user. Now, the same data on other end can be consumed by the propane gas deliveries company. So they know before their customers ran out of a propane gas, they just have that their tanks filled up prior to that. So it's kind of solving on the both end, and that's kind of the one of the examples where technology is making a big impact on the lifestyle.
And I'd say that's a perfect example, and thanks for that. Now, tell us, what technologies do you see making a big impact looking ahead, say, into the next 5 years or so?
Yeah, so IoT, Internet of Things. In my previous example, I just used that IoT is one of the pieces to make these things happen. We are seeing the IoT is one of the big technologies being everyday use. We maybe started seeing the many of the devices in our home, in home automation, that is a lot of IoT devices are coming in. But IoT in general, that is only a one segment, the house. But there are commercial aspects, there are many, like a smart city. There are many ways the IoT will be penetrating into on making a big impact. The other technologies I will worth mentioning is artificial intelligence. That is a big big drives going on, and natural language processing. Now you may be seeing the Alexas or Google Home. They are utilizing the artificial intelligence, natural language processing, and making the use of the technology on the daily basis. And beside that, the blockchains, I see, is also having a big impact. There can be a lot of the use case and case studies can be created even in a short amount of the time. And we are seeing that will make a big impact going forward as well.
I certainly appreciate that information. Most helpful today, we're joined by Mr. Ronak Patel. He is the CEO and co-founder of Sunflower Lab, a custom software development company with offices in Ohio and New Jersey, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, as we move ahead, what's the key to building a successful SaaS application? Touch on some of those details.
Yeah, so SaaS application is basically a software as a service model where you're creating the software and you have the multiple tenant being the solutions being hosted on a cloud environment, and there are a multiple like a tenants utilizing the same software. Now, in order to make the SaaS application successful, the first thing, who's building the application, need to be having the deep knowledge of the problem they are trying to solve for that industry. Many of the times, you only have the understanding of solving the problem for your own company, but you have to kind of go above and beyond than just your company or the company for when you are writing a custom software. You need to start seeing in that industry, all the companies in the similar business, they may have the different workflow. They may have the slightly different challenges. So you need to kind of combine all these challenges together and make a very unique solution which kind of work for almost all the players in that particular industry who's having the similar problem statement. So I think the deep knowledge of this of problem solving across the industry is a key. Second thing is the product prioritization. When you are trying to make the solution which can work for multiple companies together in a very specific industry, then you need to, as you are talking to the multiple stakeholder in that way, you will see the different priority from the different organizations and which is kind of they ask you to incorporate in the SaaS application. So product prioritization is a very key, which features need to be rolled out. And sometimes you may not add those features because that's not helping most companies on which is hosted on a SaaS application. So what you do is you may end up doing the customization just for one customer. Now, I'm just like going to the second point, which is how do you, in order to be successful, you want to make sure that you have the customization is limited. You don't want to customize every bits and pieces for every client. Otherwise, it will become the nightmare to managing those applications. So I will usually use the 80%, 20% rule. The 80%, you should be using everything's provided by the SaaS applications, and no more than 20%, you should be doing the customizations. And if you need more, then you need to start thinking, does these features make sense to go across the board and have every other company to be benefited with that? So limitation of the customization. And the last things I will add it up here is any industry specific regulation need to be considered here when you are building the SaaS application. If you are building the healthcare product, you need to be very well aware of all the HIPAA compliance and how the data should be stored, the patient's data and that record, the electronic medical records and the regulations need to be taken care. If you are building, working with the Department of Defense, well, there is the documents and all the data which need to be stored on very high-end secured server, which is the FedRAMP and many of other servers providers out there, you need to utilizations of those things. So those are many very specific to the industry specific regulations you need to be aware when you are building the SaaS application.
Mr. Patel, really some good information there, and certainly appreciate your sharing your expertise on that front on building a successful SaaS application. Now, looking at applications even further, why should companies build custom CRM applications?
Yeah, sure. So we have seen that general purpose CRM are good up to a certain point. We have seen that many companies successfully use that. But many of the CRM we have seen in organization, they solve almost 80% of the problem. But then what about the remaining 20% of the problem? Well, one way, let's say you're using the other CRM where you need to do a lot of customizations or need to build the custom modules on the platform of the CRM you bind. Now, the cost of building those particular modules or doing the customization is way, way high and still is not as custom as you want. So I think the other options we are seeing, the companies invest for to build out their own CRM very specific to that need, not taking the general purpose CRM because your business is not very general. Because you may see that Salesforce or many of other existing out-of-the-box CRM are general purpose CRM. But we have been working in industries where we are working with the transportation and they are doing the buying and selling the trucks, trailers. And when we see their flow, how they are doing the customer relationship, how they are managing the things are way, way different than many of the general purpose industry we are seeing. So that they cannot use the a general or standard CRM, and they have the very specific need that CRM should be working and acting like that. And that's the time we kind of see what the value can it bring it, and we kind of help the companies to build a custom CRM as well.
Well, Mr. Patel, we can't thank you enough for sharing your expertise on behalf of Sunflower Lab here on Enterprise Radio. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can connect with you and also get further information online on your company, Sunflower Lab. Where is the best place online to do so?
Yeah, thesunflowerlab.com. You can reach us on that. You can also tag us on LinkedIn, where we are posting many of the informations which can help and benefit across the different industry. And you can always easy to get in touch by dropping a one-line message to us.
And we certainly appreciate that invitation to do just that. Again, folks, it is thesunflowerlab.com. Mr. Patel, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric, for having me, and have a wonderful day.
And you're welcome, and you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Ronak Patel, the CEO and co-founder of Sunflower Lab, a custom software development company with offices in Ohio and New Jersey. And for further details and also for contact, simply visit thesunflowerlab.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.